Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
And this reminder that you're listening to Mountain Home Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 KCTT, Yelva Mountain Home. Right now, the Lady Bombers will have the ball to start the final quarter as they trail Perigold 27-26. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. She'll be joined in the lineup by Aston Yates, Hannah Grace Foreman, Emily Payne, and Leah Jackson. Ball goes into Aston Yates. She gives it back to Kate Gilbert, who will set the offense. Perigold in a man-to-man this time. Perigold dribbles between the circles, drills over to the left side. Now throws it up top to Yates. Yates will drill toward the right, gives it down the floor on a low block. She puts up the shot off the glass, no good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound, much to the dismay of Del Leonard. He does not like that call at all. Aston Yates picks up her fourth personal foul. I think the thing he didn't like, and I don't blame him there, it was called by the official that was farthest away from that play. Here is Brengard into the front court, throws over to DeFries on the right side. Now back up top to Brengard. Down to Hancock near the right elbow. Now to DeFries. She's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Homes basketball as we are 38 seconds into this final period. Emily Payne's going. I'm sorry. It'll be Aston Yates checking out of the game as she'll be replaced by Emma Martin. Again, Yates picked up her fourth foul a little bit ago. 7:22 left in this game. Once again, Mountain Home with a chance to get the lead back on this possession. They trail 27-26. Gilbert has it now. And a foul away from the ball. Offensive foul called on Anna Grace Foreman. That is her fourth personal foul. That's the 15th foul against Mountain Home. And their seventh turnover of the night. A little over 7 minutes left in this one. Here's Brengard back the other way, throwing it to Benfield on the right side. Benfield dribbling down to the low block. Now goes back out to the wing. Over to Hancock near the elbow. Now Benfield has it. She's going to drill down into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked from behind by Foreman. She comes up with the basketball, and Foreman dribbling down into the front court, kicks it out to Gilbert, who will set the offense. 6:45 left in this game. Perigold with a one-point lead. Gilbert will dribble up between the circles. Now dribbles into the lane. Going to pull up for the jumper. Her shot was blocked, and ball is knocked around. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say Anna Grace Foreman. She just fouled out of this game. Anna Grace Foreman will head to the bench with 4 points. That's her fifth personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Bombers. So Anna Grace Foreman will head to the bench, and she'll be replaced by Aston Yates. Brent Garden walks the ball into the front court for Perigold. Dribbles toward the right side, now goes back toward the free throw line, over to the left side now. Now she's going down into the low block, now kicks out to DeFries in the right corner. Back to Brent Garden on the wing, over to Hancock at the elbow, back to Brent Garden. Brent Garden dribbling up near the top. Now she goes over to the right side. Brengard now dribbling towards the low block, and another foul away from the ball. Leah Jackson picks up her fourth personal foul. That's the 17th foul, so a 1-1 coming up for Perigold with 5:58 left in the game. So I'm not sure who drew contact. We'll see who they sent to the line. I guess it's going to be Brengard. Jackson was nowhere near her, I didn't think. But it's going to be a 1-1 for Alex Brengard. She's 4-4-4 from the free throw line so far with 13 points. First shot is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. So one more free throw for Brengard to try to give Perigold a little bit of cushion. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 15 points. Lead back up three for Perigold. Less than 6 minutes left in this game. 29-26 our score. Here is Gilbert into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Perigold looks like back in his zone. Gilbert still with the ball, now dribbles up to the top. Throws over to Martin on the left. Back up top to Gilbert. Now Martin has it between the circles. She'll give it to Yates there at the top. Over to Gilbert on the left. Now Gilbert's going to drill down into lane, going in for the layup. Shot was partially blocked, but it drew contact as well. She'll head to the free throw line with 5:27 left to play in this game. Katie Smith picks up her second personal foul. That's the 13th foul against the Lady Rams here in this second half. So two-shot opportunity for Kay Gilbert. So far, she is one of two from the free throw line with 15 points. First shot for Gilbert is up. No good. One more free throw for Gilbert to try to cut into Paragould's lead. Again, 5:27 left on the clock. Second shot is up. She gets one of two. She now has 16 points. 29-27. Paragould leading it. Here's Brengard back the other way, throwing it to Hancock on the right side, down to Brengard in the corner. Brengard will dribble out to the toward the top, gets it there to Benefield. Now Benefield's going to drill to the left elbow, kicks out to DeFreeze. DeFreeze will dribble up to the top. Now over to Brengard, and a foul's going to be called. A push off against Kate Gilbert. That is her second personal foul. That's the 18th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So another one and one for Alex Brengard with 5:08 left to play. Kay Gilbert will come out of the game as she's replaced by Haven Klinger. So Brengard's first free throw is up and rolls around and goes in. So she does earn the bonus. And if she gets this one, it'll be back to a two-possession lead for the Lady Rams. Again, 5:08 left to play in this game as Brengard's second shot is up. And she gets both. She is a perfect 8 of 8 from the free throw line with 17 points now. 31-27, Paragould leading it. Here's Emma Martin into the front court. A little over 5 minutes left. Martin dribbles to the right wing. Gives it up top to Jackson. Jackson will throw it to Payne on the left side. Payne takes the screen, gives it up top to Yates. Over to Klinger on the right. Klinger will dribble toward the top. Now trying to get some distance between her and her defender. She picks up the drill, now gives it over to Yates. Now Mount Tom's going to take the timeout. This will be a full timeout. We'll break with 4:39 left to play. It is Paragould leading Mount Tom 31-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
4:39 left to play in this game. It is Mount Tom with the ball. Paragould leading 31-27. Kate Gilbert checked back in during the timeout, replacing Haven Klinger. She throws into Emma Martin, who gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the right wing. Drills toward the corner, goes back to the wing. Now throws it up top to Martin. Martin's going to pull up for the three. No good. Offensive rebound for Payne. Well, she had for a moment, it looked like, but it was knocked away, and Brengard gets the ball for Paragould. 4:18 left in this game. Brengard across the timeline. Dribbles to the left elbow, throws out to Benefield on the wing. She drills up to the top now. 4 minutes left. Benefield still dribbling. Almost had the ball knocked away from her. And how that's not a double dribble, I'm not sure. Now she gives it to Hancock. Now up top to DeFreeze. DeFreeze will dribble to the left side. She's going to go down into lane. Finds Hancock for the layup. No good. Benefield gets offensive rebound. Puts it back up and in. Clyde Benefield with 5 points. 33-27. All of a sudden, it's a six-point lead for Paragould. A little over 3.5 minutes left. Here is Payne with it up top. Dribbles toward the right elbow. Gives that to Gilbert, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. Yates gets offensive rebound. She goes back up with it. Off the glass and in. As Yates with 6 points, 33-29, the margin back down to four with 3:14 left in this game. Here's Brengard into the front court, throws over to Benefield on the right side. Back to Brengard. Brengard trying to get out of a double team, and now Matt Perigold's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:06 left to play in the game. It is Perigold leading Mountain Home 33-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Perigold taking the timeout with 3:06 left to play in this game. They lead Mountain Home 33-29. They'll inbound the ball on the near sideline. Coming out of time, both teams come out on the floor after getting their last second instructions. Carson DeFries will trigger the inbound pass for the Lady Rams. She gets it in to Brengard, and now back to DeFries. Now Hancock has it. Almost had the ball knocked away, but Hancock is able to secure it. Now Brengard has it. Brengard is dribbled to the right corner. Now she's going to be fouled, and I think Leah Jackson has just fouled out. Leah Jackson picks up her fifth personal foul. She will head to the bench with three fouls, and this will be the last one and one for Perigold. So Leah Jackson will head to the bench. She's replaced by Emily Payne. Alex Brengard so far 8 of 8 from the free throw line with 17 points, 2:54 left as she has another 1-1. Brengard's first shot is up, good. So she does earn the bonus. So one more free throw from Brengard. Brengard's second shot is up and she gets both. A perfect 10 for 10 from the free throw line with 19 points. Here is Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. 35-29, Perigold leading it. Gilbert dribbling on the right side. Picks up a dribble, now throws it up top to Klinger. Back over to Gilbert. Now back up top to Klinger. Cross court pass to Emily Payne in the right corner. Payne trying, looking for Yates, but instead will kick it out to Gilbert. Less than 2.5 minutes left. Gilbert dribbling near the top. Now it goes over to the left side, finds Klinger in the corner. Klinger's going to drill down towards the lane, kicks it to Yates on the low block. She's going to be going up for the layup, no good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 2:14 left. That foul is called on, who they call it? I'm not sure who they call it on. Aston Yates will shoot the first free throw, rolls around and goes in. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. Did they call that on Hancock? I guess they did. Yates gets the second free throw. She now has 8 points. That was Hancock's first personal foul, team foul number four. So they did call that on Hancock. So Brengard into the front court, 35-31 with 2 minutes left. Ball goes down to Free. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Yates gets a rebound. Scoreboard still wrong. Here is Yates throwing it to Klinger. Klinger to Gilbert. It should say 35-31 right now. Ball goes over on the right side to Martin, down to Yates. Across the court pass to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the ball is chased down by Blythe Benefield. And back comes Perigold. Minute and a half left to play in this game. Here is Brengard throwing it to DeFries on the right side. DeFries will give it up top to Benefield. And now Perigold is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 1:25. Let's play in the game. It is Perigold leading Mountain Home 35-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, I still don't have that score corrected. It should. Hoping that's what they're talking about at the scorer's table right now. Both teams come out on the floor. Okay, now they got it fixed. So it's 35-31. Lady Rams leading with 1:25 left. They'll inbound the ball. Ball goes into Brentgard. She's met by a double team. Kicks it towards DeFreeze. Now she's being double teamed. Now she'll give it to Hancock. Over to Brentgard. Brentgard will throw it back out to DeFreeze. They're trying to milk as much of this clock as they can before Mount Home is forced to foul. Ball now. Brentgard is going to dribble out of a double team. Kicks out to Hancock. Now to DeFreeze. Now to Hancock. She's going to be fouled with 1:02 left. Emma Martin picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the 10th team foul, so it's going to be two shots from here on out. Olivia Hancock at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. Hancock's first shot is up and good. So one more free throw for Olivia Hancock. Hancock's second shot is up and good. She gets both. She now has 4 points. It's back to a six-point lead for Perigold with about 1 minute left. 37-31. Here's Gilbert back the other way. Dribbling up at the top. Dribble down into lane, going up for the layup. It's going to be fouled on the way up, and she'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. 53.6 seconds left as that foul is called on Blythe Benefield. That is her third personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Rams. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 4 with 16 points. Gets the first free throw here. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now is 18, 37-33, back to a four-point game. Here's Brentgard back the other way, going into the lane. Now kicks out to Smith, out to DeFreeze. 45 seconds left, up top to Benefield. Benefield kick it out to DeFreeze. Now DeFreeze will be fouled from behind by Emily Payne with 38.9 seconds left. Payne picks up her first personal foul. Again, Perigold already in the double bonus, so Carson DeFreeze at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 3 with 9 points. First free throw for DeFreeze is up and good. So she's now double figures. One more free throw for DeFreeze. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 11 points for Carson DeFreeze. Back to a six-point lead, 38.9 seconds left. Here's Gilbert quickly back the other way. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. Ball's going to dribble, bounce out of bounds on the far sideline with 30.7 seconds left. It will be Perigold's basketball. And bow pass is taken by Brentgard, and now she'll get out to Hancock. Now she's going to be fouled from behind. Emma Martin has just fouled out of this game. Emma Martin will head to the bench. She was not able to score in this game as she picks up foul number five. So Abby, her sister Abby Martin's going to come in and check in for her. So Abby Martin, a 5'7 senior. Emma Martin will head to the bench. And it looks like Perigold is going to get this victory here. As Olivia Hancock going back to the free throw line. First shot is up, rolls around, and it goes in. And it's now a three-possession game. 24.7 seconds left. Second shot for Hancock is up and in. She gets both. She now has 6 points. 41-33, Perigold leading it. Here's Klinger quickly back the other way. Dribbling on the right side. She's going to go down lane. She'll be tripped from behind with 18.8 seconds left. That is the last foul Perigold had to give. So Alex Brentgard picks up her second personal foul. That is the 16th foul. And Mount Home's going to go ahead and take a timeout. We'll break with 18.8 seconds left. It is Perigold leading Mount Home 41-33. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
It is Mount Holmes basketball coming out of the timeout with 18.8 seconds left. Ball goes into Emily Payne. She immediately puts up the three. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Smith. And 13 seconds left now. She'll get to Bringard, who will be fouled from behind with 11.5 seconds left. That foul's on Kate Gilbert. That is her third personal foul. So Alex Bringard going back to the free throw line where she is a perfect 10 for 10 with 19 points. And she'll try to, and she can make this a double-digit lead if she gets both. First shot bounces around and goes in. Bringard with one more free throw to shoot, and she gets both. She now has 21 points, including 12 of 12 from the charity stripe. Inbound pass goes to Payne. 43-33, 10 seconds left. Here's Payne. She's going to pull up for the three and back the other way. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Bringard. And now they're just going to run out the clock and get the 10-point victory. Mount Tome had made a comeback in the third quarter, but Paragould did what they needed to do to get the lead back and hold them off. Our final score tonight, Paragould defeats Mountain Home 43-33. We'll have our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.